Penguin Random House Audio presents Wild Sign, an Alpha and Omega novel by Patricia Briggs. Read for you by Holter Graham. For Colin, Amanda, and Jordan, here's two less interesting times. Prelude. Summer, Northern California. Sissy Connors, PhD, checked her GPS, adjusted her backpack, and continued her trek into the mountains. Common sense told her there must have been an easier way, but none of the trails on the USGS map seemed to go exactly where she needed to travel. She was an experienced hiker. Her doctorate was in botany, and her field study trips sent her to the edges of the world, looking for oddball plants that might contain the cure for Ebola or MRSA or some other disease. Elvis, her half-German shepherd, half who knows what except it was big, who trotted beside her, was experienced too. Generally, he would trot back and forth, investigating anything he found interesting, then checking in with her before exploring again. But for the last 5 miles, he'd stuck to her side like glue. He didn't look nervous, precisely. But the last time he'd done this, it had been because a cougar had been stalking them. This was cougar territory. Elvis's attitude had her paying attention to the branches of the trees she was walking under. But other than some porcupine sign, she hadn't found any indication she and Elvis weren't the only living things for miles. She didn't think it was a cougar making her dog cling to her side because she felt it too.